Gilad, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for having me. Good morning.
My pleasure. Now, what were some of the most significant results that your research found?
Yeah, I think there are a few points here. First of all, declines have been considerable. Our assessments, looking at observational data submitted by researchers as well as the general public, seems to indicate that across the species range, declines have been greater than 20%, which is a huge amount of area. And there were mostly significant, most significant declines were in New South Wales and across the Murray-Darling Basin. We know that the platypuses are all but gone in South Australia, where the species is considered endangered. And they were recently recommended for being listed as a threatened species in Victoria as well. So we know that the platypus is being impacted by a range of threatening processes, human-driven threatening processes. And so what we see is that the impacts of river regulation and impacts of land clearing and destruction of riparian zones, you know, the vegetation along rivers, has been impacting platypus habitat and diminishing population sizes and I guess the vulnerabilities to local extinctions.
Of course. And what effect will classifying the platypus as threatened have? And is it enough to save the species?
Yeah, so the nomination and the listing of the platypus, as we recommend that it be listed as vulnerable. And I think that category really embodies the what is going on, is that the platypus is vulnerable to our impacts to the environment. And if we don't start considering how our actions in terms of, you know, water resource development and constructions of dams and land use change, if we don't consider how these impact platypus populations and other freshwater species, then the declines are expected to continue. And if you consider the, you know, the ongoing impacts of climate change, we're moving into hotter periods and more drier, with frequency and severity of droughts predicted to increase, then that means that the platypus populations will be, again, more vulnerable. And we might end up having local extinctions of platypus populations from some rivers. So listing the platypus as threatened means that it needs to be recognized and needs to be considered when we're weighing the costs and benefits of development and resource development. And I think also an important element is monitoring the species and the condition. And from our review of available data, what was very apparent was how little we know in terms of how many platypuses are there and exactly where they occur. So there's a lot to be learned, and I think it would be great if we all contributed. And so there's a lot of things that people can do in terms of reporting sightings through citizen science initiatives like the Atlas of Living Australia web application and things like that. You can upload sightings.
Yeah, awesome. And last but certainly not least, you've gone over what the public could do in their everyday lives to help the platypus. What action do you think the government needs to take to help the species thrive and move out of the threatened classification?
Yeah, so obviously our representatives at all levels, from council to state to the federal level, are motivated really by, you know, the people, and we need to make sure that our representatives are aware of our concerns and are aware that we want them to prioritize protecting the environment, because it would be a real shame for platypuses to disappear from some rivers. And so Australia has a really poor track record in terms of its environmental protection. We've got the worst mammal extinction rate in the world, and we have very high land clearing rates. And so we can influence, and we should influence our representatives. That's, I would say, the number one thing. Beyond that, enjoining land care initiatives, undertaking revegetation. If you've got a property and you have a river going across your property, then making sure There's a fence along the riparian zone that protects our rivers and protects, our erosion and keeps the nice riparian and stable banks is really important. And then beyond that, like I said, also reporting sightings, observations is really important for us.
Absolutely. Well, Gilad, thank you so much for joining us on the show today to talk about the fantastic platypus.
Thanks so much for having me.
My pleasure.